And welcome now to Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Doctor, welcome again. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
And we look over some of the notes for these segments before we start, and reading this one kind of hit me, probably similar to how it hit you when you first wanted to talk about it, because as we are nearing the end of this calendar year, also nearing the end of the decade. That's hard to believe.
I know. You know, I love talking to my clients. And it was a client who said to me, we were talking about music, and he said, you know, it's 2 months to the end of the decade, because that's how we measure music a lot. You know, we think of the 60s, 70s, there's a certain genre. And so I was like, oh my gosh. And really felt like, maybe I need to think about this. You know, we think about things in chunks, and, you know, music, politics, news. We even see those birthday cards that say, if you were born on this date and whatever year, tells you what was going on. In families, it's more milestones, births and graduations. And in individuals, it's significant personal change. Mm. Now, I think it's normal that at the beginning of the year, we start with, you know, like we make resolutions. We're going to do things differently.
Yeah.
But I looked up how long it actually takes to develop a new habit. On average, 66 days.
Okay, 66. That's pretty specific.
It is. Now it says it shows anywhere from 18 days to 254 for a new habit. I am assuming that the more difficult habits, maybe quitting smoking, would probably take a little bit longer than some of the others.
It depends, sure.
But the average is 66. So another reason I wanted to bring this up today is it's exactly 66 days from this date that we're airing to the end of the year.
Wow.
So I thought, okay, if listeners decide that they want to make a change, this is perfect. They can start the new year with something new. Now, I'm going to make a suggestion, because, you know, you're not going to eat better during Christmas. It's just not happening. The holidays bring food, and we're going to enjoy it. But maybe there's a personal characteristic we want to work on, whether it's patience, generosity, forgiveness, something like that. So we can pick one activity a day that where we practice that, where we'd like to say something and we think, I'll let it go. Or we'd like to be generous with our time or donate to something. So that, and we're doing it to be generous, you know? So if we're going to make any kind of change, here are some things that we would want to be thinking about. Think about how you handle your interactions and what are the characteristics of them? What do they reflect on? And just decide on one thing. We're not going to become brand new people. Write it down and tell one trusted person. When we tell somebody, it kind of helps us really be accountable. And then just each day, watch for the chance to do something. Notice the outcome in the other person and in yourself. If you don't say something, for example, how do you feel? And then write it down. Just make a check mark on a calendar or put it in your phone that you did it. And there'll be a tracking chart at safeharboril.com if people want to use that, because it's only 66 days.
Well, and I think that's important, too, to be able to track it, because, you know, if your habit is you want to lose weight or stop smoking, those are tangible things you can see and do. Working on patience, forgiveness, you can't. You know, who knows, right? But if you can actually chart it and see progress, that'd be a little motivation in itself to be able to, oh, it's 3 o'clock. I haven't done anything good. Let me
be patient.
Let me not freak out. Let me be patient about this, and I'll mark it down. But to be able to keep track, that helps you know, keep moving forward with the good deeds you want to do or whatever.
Right, and then it becomes easier, more automatic.
Yeah.
So I encourage people to do that. And I'd also like to take a minute just to remind people that opportunity to hear about anxiety for middle school students and for high school students is coming up on the 6th and the 13th of November. And people can register by going to the link on the website.
Yeah, and that hopefully folks had a chance to hear that show last week, but it's going to be at Pal Joey's in Batavia, about loosening the grip of anxiety in our families and in talking about our youth and all that they're dealing with. Again, middle school kids and parents, 7 to 8:30 p.m. November 6th, and then high school kids and their parents can go on November 13th from 7 to 8:30 as well. Pal Joey's in Batavia, and you must register. There's no deadline for that. As long as there's seats, you can register up till the day of the event, I guess?
I believe so, right.
Okay. And you can do all that at safeharboril.com. And back to our original topic for today, there's all kinds of resources, too, if you want to find out more at safeharboril.com as well. Some good information. We've run out of time on today's show, though. Remember to make sure you're tuned in every Monday at this same time for Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll talk to you again next week.